On Saturday, creepy, sniffy, sleepy Joe Biden. How many days did I have a lid on him for now? Got in front of a hot mic and delivered, quite possibly, the greatest gaffe, blunder in political Washington, D.C. politics history. Now, because the in-the-tank media industrial complex does not report these sorts of things, the only people that even know that Biden said this are people like us. Your average voter out there doesn't even know that Hunter Biden had a laptop, much less what was on it. By the by, breaking news this morning, the New York Post has endorsed Donald John Trump for the presidency. We're going to talk a little bit about New Tenochtitlan City. But I want to play you this clip. Now, they can't put this genie back in a bottle. We already have the clip. We have the audio. If Twitter goes out there and tries to ban whoever it was that posted it or whatever, by me playing it now, it's going to get recorded. And that means that the truth paste can't be put back in the tube. Here is Biden admitting yesterday, unprovoked, what you and I already knew for decades. Listen.
What kind of country we're going to be? Four more years of Georgia, he's going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
We want the one about the voter fraud. No, that's a great gaffe, the one you just played. He didn't even know that he was running against. He thought he was running against George Bush. Here's the money shot here.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
What?
The big problem with that is he didn't even flinch after he said it. Like, he didn't even try to correct himself.
Democrats are out there not panicking. Well, they knew. Of course they knew this. But they know that their buddies in the media industrial complex don't want to have anything to do with this. By the way, I got stuck yesterday watching about 20 minutes Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. This guy needs to be dragged out of that studio. And like Gretchen Dim Whitmer, he needs to be tarred and feathered. This guy sat there and berated Rona McDaniels and some other guest that was on that show. Basically, asking Rona McDaniels, are you going to, can you tell our viewers why all the Senate candidates are running away from the Trump administration? The Democrats have great candidates out there. The Republicans have terrible candidates, and they're running away from the president. Take, for example, Martha McSally. And at that point, Rona McDaniels throws her hands up and goes, she goes, with righteous indignation, she goes, what? Martha McSally is campaigning with the president in Arizona. At that point, I was screaming at the television. It was a Sunday, an expletive I shouldn't have said, and walked out the room, and I was finished. We've all talked about the libtard media and the liberal media. You know, everyone, look, it gets boring and old and tired because it's like the R-S-T-L-N-N-E at the end of Wheel of Fortune. You know what's going to happen, and you know what they do. But they continue to find ways to sink to new levels, to sink lower and lower and lower and lower. And it beguiles us because we go, like, that's not possible. It is not possible. Possible to become more crooked than they already are. But look at what they're doing. That's why I started the show with it today. That's why I started the program with the story from Louisiana. The biggest story of 2020 thus far is that Louisiana is once again a free state. Our governor's tyranny was ended by an act of the legislature on Friday afternoon, and there's nothing Edwards can do about it, and not a single media entity has reported it. Not one. Other than the Crusade Channel, we reported it on the Acting All Crusadery blog, which is where you should be getting your news from these days, by the way. On Saturday morning. By the by, so Maggie, play your other gaffe again where Biden can't remember who in the hell he is, who in the hell he's running against. And now, can you hear Jill Biden telling him? Okay, if you watch the video of this clip, you'll see Biden's wife, who was participating in this elder abuse. You'll see her whisper to Creepy Joe, "Trump, it's Trump, it's Trump." And finally, Creepy Joe's I run against Trump. Listen.
What kind of country we're going to be? Four more years of George, he's going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
George Trump. Unbelievable. 844-527-8723. I mean, there is so much to talk about. The president has today three rallies in Pennsylvania. The first one is in Allentown, right? Because we're living here in Allentown, bah, 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 right? Second one is in... he's three times in Pennsylvania today. Now, these are all rural. Well, Allentown's not totally rural. It is it used to be one of the more bustling metropoli of Pennsylvania. It's not anymore. I just went through Allentown. As a matter of fact, we stopped on our way up to New Hampshire, went through Allentown. So he's got three stops, campaign rallies in Allentown, in Pennsylvania today, 11 a.m. in Allentown. Lititz. How do you guys in Pennsylvania say this? Is it Lititz? Lititz. Never heard of the city. Lititz, Pennsylvania. That's at the Lancaster Airport. And then, now these are called Make America Great Again Victory Rallies. And then finally in Martinsburg, Pennsylvania, is the final one, and that is at 4:30. So you got 11 a.m., 1:30, and then 4:30 rallies there for Trump. Yesterday, he had two rallies in New Hampshire. Now, the fact that he's rallying in New Hampshire and then back into Pennsylvania again, and on Friday, he was in Wisconsin, and then early Saturday, and then on Saturday, was it Michigan Friday and Wisconsin Saturday? I forget which way it was. North Carolina on Saturday. Wow. Man, I'm as gaffe-prone as Joe Biden.
North Carolina and Ohio on Saturday.
So North Carolina and Ohio. So the point being, while they're putting lids on Creepy Joe, and while the Hunter Biden story... the more emails come out, the more that you know, all you're getting is now confirmation that Creepy Joe was the godfather of the Biden crime family. But that's all you're getting. There's a documentary out there that Newsmax put together about the Bidens. I prefer OANN to Newsmax because Newsmax is just filled with Fox News reject neocons for the most part. You watch Newsmax and you're getting the same neocon message you get on fake FAUX Fox News. In any event, they made this documentary about Creepy Joe going all the way back to his first run for the United States Senate when he was 28. 28 in 1972. And the guy's just dripping slime. Even back in 1972, was that 28 and 20, 48 years ago. And he's just dripping slime talking about, I figured out how to get the money. I figured out how to get the money in Delaware so that we could put these resources together. I was the first one to figure out this new campaign finance laws or whatever the hell he was talking about. And took advantage of it and was elected to the Senate. David Marcus has this. I'm just browsing around. By the by, the official line now out of the Trump campaign on the campaign road and the campaign rallies is, if you get the corona bug, deal with it. Life must go on. The cure can't be better than the worse than the problem. And he's quoting now, it's obvious that Dr. Scott Atlas has had an impact on Don John of Manhattan. Because Dr. Scott Atlas is out there yesterday on the Twitter. One mistake, it will kill you, Twitter. Dr. Atlas is out there yesterday tweeting out that with all the bluster and falderol and talk, yesterday, supposedly Saturday, was the worst day for health in the history of the world.